time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why does my husband go out without me? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I decided early against having children. We have a great social life, and our house is still the hangout spot for our friends. He's 61 and I'm 59, and we have made the marriage work for 27 years. Last year, I found out he was cheating. His lover kept calling his phone over and over, so I told him to handle it. He told me that he handled it. I decided not to stress about it because there was nothing I could do to stop him from cheating, and I was not ready to leave him and be alone, so I didn't ask any questions. He did all he could to show me how remorseful he was for cheating, and I was just happy that our friends didn't find out, so I didn't have to deal with the embarrassment and stress. But my girlfriends knew about it all along and didn't say a word until recently. We had a kickback at the house, and a group of my girls were there. When my husband left to buy more ice, they cornered me. One of my closest friends asked why my husband is always going out without me. I asked why she was asking me that in front of everyone, and I assured her that my husband is always home. The other lady said they know for a fact that's not true. They told me that my husband has been sleeping with a lady that lives behind us for over a year, and he gets away with it because I let him. They tried to tell me about the woman, but I stopped them. I really don't care about her. I'm more upset that my friends now know what's up. I'm still not prepared to leave my comfortable life with my husband, but I'm concerned about how people perceive me. Should I have some dignity and finally confront my husband? Well, I don't think this is really about dignity at this point, because if it was about dignity, you wouldn't be so okay with your husband's cheating. I mean, you wouldn't be so worried about what your girlfriends are saying. You would be more concerned about what your husband is doing. He's cheating and humiliating you. But you say you don't care, and you're willing to stay in this marriage, cheating and all, as long as you save face with your friends. That's what's important to you. So you've made your choice as far as that's concerned. And the winner is your husband and his cheating, apparently, and your comfortable life with him. So if that's what it is, why don't you stand on that and let your nosy girlfriends know how you feel? Tell them to stay out of your business because you are staying with your husband and your nice, comfortable life with your husband. But now, if it truly is dignity you want and that you're concerned about, then stop listening to your girlfriends. And yes, do confront your husband and try to straighten this mess out. Steve?
She said that her husband and I decided early against having children. Okay, what that got to do with any damn thing? See, this is how I know now that this lady finna tell a story that's gonna be a little off. Cause I kept waiting on this to come into the letter, and it never did. She opens it with, "Dear Shirley, Stephen Shirley, my husband and I decided early against having children." Okay. "We have a great social life, and our house is still the hangout spot for our friends. He's 61, I'm 59. Okay. We've had a made marriage work for 27 years. Then she said, last year I found out he was cheating because his lover kept calling his phone so I told him to handle it. He told me he handled it. I decided not to stress about it because there was nothing I could do to stop him from cheating. And I wasn't ready to leave him and be alone, so I ain't asked no question." What? What is wife at?
Because they bad.
Who is this wife right here? Let me read this again so you can understand the depth of my concern. "Last year, I found out he was cheating. His lover kept calling his phone over and over, so I told him to handle it. He told me he handled it. I decided not to stress about it because there was nothing I could do to stop him from cheating, and I was not ready to leave him and be alone, so I ain't ask any questions." What? What? What black woman? Who do this? I'm concerned. I told him to handle it. He told me he did. That was it? Wait a minute. If you get caught cheating, your wife tell you to handle it, you say I did, and she ain't want to ask you no more questions about it. Boy, if that's how it went, do you know cheating would increase by 87%? I wasn't ready to leave him and be alone, so I ain't asked no questions. He did all he could to show me how remorseful he was for cheating. Why? You ain't asking no questions. How much remorse he got to show? If you ain't asking me no questions, what all did he do? I handled it. I was just happy that our friends didn't find out. What?
That's all she
Your friends. See, this is where now, this is where you're more concerned about your image than reality. I'm just happy my girlfriends, and so I didn't have to deal with the embarrassment and stress that my girlfriends found out. Then she said, but my girlfriends knew about it all along and didn't say a word until recently. When we come back,
hang on, Steve. Yeah. We'll have part two of your response, Steve, coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why does my husband go out without me? We'll get back into it right after this. All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. Why does my husband go out without me?
I knew this letter was going to be full of incomplete statements when she said, Steve and Shirley, my husband and I decided early against having children. All right. That comes into play in this letter nowhere. So this was to throw us off. You know, when a person makes a statement like that, it's to throw you off so you be digging for that detail so you don't ask for no more detail. Because she good at not asking questions. So she don't want us to ask none either. So she tried to throw us off with these breadcrumbs to lead us down this Donnybrook path about these, me and my husband and I decided not to have children. They've been married 27 years. They got a lot of friends, and their house is still the hangout. And I found out last year that he was cheating on me because his lover kept calling his phone. I told him to handle it. He told me he handled it. So I decided not to stress about it because there was nothing I could do to stop him from cheating. And I was not ready to leave him and be alone, so I ain't asked no question. This is the greatest woman I've ever met.
You
this
love her.
Woman is, I don't know where she is. She's rare. She's rare. She's like finding the world's biggest diamond at Costco.
A rare jewel.
It's like, I'm telling you, man, it's like your chances of finding baby oil at Costco. Because the CEO of Costco came out and said, they don't even sell baby oil by the book.
Right.
So I didn't want to leave him or be alone, so I ain't ask no questions. He did all he could to show me how remorseful he was for cheating. I was just happy that our friends didn't find out, so I didn't have to deal with the embarrassment and stress. But my girlfriends knew about it all along and ain't say a word until recently. Okay, this is how she found out. We had a kickback at the house. Okay, right there. That's old as hell. Listen to me. Don't nobody do that no more. Them is out of style.
Call that's what kickback. The kids do,
yeah, the
though,
kids
Steve.
Do that
that's
now.
What they call it, kickback. That's what they call it.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Kids.
Well, I didn't know that because ain't none of them living with me no more because ain't no more kicking back in my
house. Understand it. We understand.
Yeah, you can kick
go
back
on.
And drink up. Oh, you going to drink at my house. You have it at your own damn house. Now, my kids, when they have it at their house, now they hiding, licking everything. Same thing I used to do. All right. They recently told me that they had a kickback at your house and your girls was there. Then my husband left to buy more ice. They cornered me. One of my closest friends asked me, why is my husband always going out with me? I asked her why she asked me that in front of everybody. And I assured her that my husband was always home. Well, that's two lies right there. You assured them that your husband is always home. Hard to cheat. And then they want to know why your husband always going home without you. You know how hard it is to cheat if you got to, if you trying to make you stay in the car. You can't. Lady, why is your husband always leaving without me? Because you can't cheat and you in the car.
Right.
Because y'all ain't going to stay in the car.
Mm-mm.
Whose house is this? I'm just running in my boy's house. I'm just going to be in here for 3 hours. He done fixed me something to eat. I'm going to go in here and eat, and then I'm going to take a shower, and then I'll come back out and get you.
Okay.
Oh, please.
I told him my husband's always home. Then the other lady said they know for a fact that's not true. They told me that my husband has been sleeping with a lady that lives behind us. See, that's really convenient because you can park your car in your driveway, go in the garage, cut a hole in the back of the garage, climb the fence, and you there. Because I'm going to have a hole in the back of this garage if she stay right back there. And for over a year, and he gets away with it because I let him. They tried to tell me about the woman, but I stopped him. I really don't care about her. I am more upset that my friends know what's up. I'm still not prepared to leave my comfortable life with my husband, but I'm concerned about how people perceive me. Should I have some dignity and finally confront my husband? I have an answer to all of these questions right here. I'm more upset that my friends know what's up. I'm not prepared to leave my comfortable life with my husband. Now, it's because, listen to this, y'all. You prefer a lifestyle over your style of life.
Okay, I like that. It's a short play on words. One more time.
You prefer a lifestyle over a style of life. You would rather sit there and be sick to your stomach and act like something ain't happening so you can have a few, comforts at home. But I am concerned about how people perceive me. Should I have some dignity? And finally, here's how you get dignity. Tell your girlfriends that you cheating too. Girl, what? That's a whole nother conversation. And then at the next kickback, invite a dude over ain't nobody seen before.
I like it.
Hire a male escort. Big, strong looking, big, strapping boy.
You can comment on today's strawberry letter.
Come up
on Instagram.
Only one with a flat stomach at the whole kickback.
And Facebook and Steve Harvey FM. Also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.